Welcome to Power Your Profits Podcast, your friendly guide in bringing your business revenue to the next level. Listen as host Dr. Susie Carter hears inspiring stories of success from her fellow entrepreneurs and transformational leaders. Prepare to make significant change to your strategies as they unravel the secrets of building multi-million dollar businesses and the most effective tips on finance, marketing, and sales accountability. If you want to take your first steps towards explosive business growth, this podcast is for you. Without further ado, here is your host, Dr. Susie.
Welcome to this episode of Power Your Profit Podcast. I'm your host, Susie Carter, and I have an amazing guest today. Jane Applegab is a creative intelligence coach, founder of Epic Vision Zone, a former award-winning financial advisor, TV producer, scriptwriter, and yoga instructor, a plethora. She has firsthand knowledge and power of reimagining possibility. Her passion is connecting with women to their innate genius and a vision greater than their biggest fear, so you can discover the other side of you and the other side of yes. Please welcome my guest, Jane Applegab. Jane, thank you so much for being here. I always love spending time with you, and I'm so excited to share with our tribe and our community you, because you are a secret weapon with all your expertise. So share with everyone, like, what is your magic, right? Who do you serve? What do you love doing?
Well, thank you so much, Susie. I appreciate being here. I just love your energy and can't wait to share some of the tips and processes going into this new year. So what I love to do is assist entrepreneurs and individuals in seeing their vision. My background has been one of a serial entrepreneur. So I have experienced several different industries. I've been in the finance industry. I've been in the film industry. I've been a television producer, a script writer, a yoga instructor. So if anyone knows the art of pivot, it is me. And you, from those various industries, you can tell that there is a left and a right brain working all the time. I often say it comes from my background because my father's Canadian, my mom is Mexican, and I now live in the United States. So I kind of have a melding of all the cultures right across the board. That's right. So in that, in saying that, getting my footing and changing different careers and looking at what was available, but also seeing all the different aspects of it. Creativity is one of my top values. You know, they always say, look at your core values. And creativity has always been something that has sparked my excitement. And I say excitement because it feelings and how we perceive things are one of the key, skills or gifts that you want to explore in your life. But if you don't have a vision of what you want, that's where I come in. Because having a vision is first and foremost that thing that's going to get you up in the morning, that thing that's going to excite you, that thing that's going to let you put the blinders on to all the static that's out there, meaning negative news or the naysayers, et cetera, et cetera. And just continue to reach for that vision. And I always say, wish big, dream bigger. Yeah. Because, you know, I am never one to say, that's ridiculous. That is too big of a dream. No, it's like, that is fabulous. I can't believe that your vision. So getting your vision and finding the way that you want to be a gift to this world and serve is something that is the most vital and important aspect and something that excites me, because I just love to dig deep and get into all the roots and the you know, take the layers back and find out really what makes you tick. So yeah, that's my passion, and that's the individuals that are attracted to me, because I do believe, as Rumi says, who you seek is seeking you.
I love that. Well, interesting, because a lot of people, when you say vision, they just, you know, Google and go cut, paste. Here's my vision, right? It's like, right. No. It's so much bigger. So why, in your opinion, is it important, not cut, paste, right, to really dig into what that looks like and what should be our steps to get clearer right? I'm not cutting and pasting. I'm not taking your vision and going, I like that Jane's vision, so I'm just going to put it over here on my plan or my board or whatever that is. Like, and it's not, you know, a thing on a piece of paper. So talk a little bit about why you see it's incredibly important to do deeper work versus cut and paste.
Right, right. Well, thank you. That's a great question. And I am a science nerd. I love the aspect of bringing in some neuroscience because I do believe that that's what makes us tick. So here's some insight on the science level. Neuroscience tells us that our thoughts are the language of the mind and our emotions are the language of the body. So then how you think and how you feel create our state of being. So then doesn't it make sense to create a vision so powerful that it draws us to it? It will shift our state of being. So a powerful vision will strengthen your mindset. It will build your resilience. It will ignite your bravery, spark your curiosity, and lead you on your epic journey of personal and professional success. So when we see that it's our thoughts that no longer recording and telling us what we can and can't do, it's all about our thoughts taking that leap of faith and saying, yes, I can. As Henry Ford famously said, if you think you can't, or if you think you can't, you're right.
Yes.
Right? So vision is overcoming what people think can't happen.
We were talking a little bit in the green room, and you know, I just want to edify the thoughts are the language of the mind. And I'm moved up to the Pacific Northwest and it's gloomy and raining and my thoughts were dark, right? And it's business, right? It was like, what is going on? And I've, you know, I'm a native California, so I've always been around sun. Mm-hmm. It meant nap time or movie day, right? When you live in it, you can't take a nap every day. Well, you could take a nap every day, but not the kind of nap brain brings, right? And so I love that thoughts are the language of the mind. Your vision, when I read it, gives me chills, right? On your website, it says, imagine a conduit of universal light powered by female inspiration with force so mighty it illuminates the way for millions more women to build their own epic fortune, business, and life. From my heart to yours. I get chills. Like, that's what you want to get out of bed. Like, that is just delicious and juicy.
Bingo. Thank you.
You're listening to another episode of Power Your Profits podcast. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors. Are you tired of pouring resources into strategies that don't work? Say hello to Dr. Susie Carter, your future fractional COO. With Dr. Susie in your corner, your business can skyrocket to seven figures and beyond. With a track record of creating thriving businesses, trust that you are in good hands. Head over to coo.poweryourprofits.com and let us put some magic into your business growth. Are you tired of struggling to take your business to the next level? Power Your Profits is the game-changing book you've been waiting for. Dr. Susie Carter, creator of the Predictable Success Method, reveals her proven strategies for explosive growth. From daily operations to marketing systems, this comprehensive guide empowers you to achieve predictable revenue and profit growth. Don't miss out on this invaluable wisdom. Transform your business today. Find your copy at books.poweryourprofits.com.
How long does it take? Because again, you know, we're like to really have you been fine-tuning this for decades? Is it like, you know, because it's not a sentence, right?
Right. Yes. And thank you for that. There's a couple of things I want to unpack there, but I will tell you it took me probably a week or so for that. And I'm one that understands building a vision. So I do have a process and to build a vision statement. And I am always changing because we always change our, you know, things shift in business. As you and I were chatting earlier, you know, things are shifting for you as it does with every entrepreneur and larger businesses as well. But what you want to express in your vision statement, and I have a process to go through this, is the goal, the problem you aim to solve, the idea, the change, and the action. Because life is not just about aspiring to make a living. It's about aspiring to make a difference.
Yes.
So you are absolutely correct in picking up on that thought that, did she just throw this together? But you could feel that I didn't, and I didn't. It takes a lot of digging and exploration, but that's the process, right? It's just like building a business. You don't just wake up one day and throw it all together, and then you've got this amazing business or a house. Like you said, you've been working on your house. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. And because people read about, like you said, vision on the internet, and they pick up a few things here and there, and they'll read vision statements from other corporations and go, oh yeah, I'll just throw that together. Here's the key. I always tell my clients, read, once you've got your vision statement down, and I walk them through every single part of those points that I just relayed to you. Once you have that down, I want you to record it and close your eyes and play it back to yourself, or have a friend read it to you. How does it make you feel? If it doesn't give you chills, if it doesn't move you emotionally some way, if it doesn't move your energy, then we go back to the drawing board. Because if you don't feel it, your clients and your prospects aren't going to feel it either.
Well, I love that, because I read it and I got the spidey senses all up my back. And I'm like, that's pretty amazing. Because that doesn't, I mean, we're talking to a ton of people. I read these all the time and they go, wow, that hit home. So there's so much truth to that. And what would you say, you know, the role feelings have in our quest for success? Because I took a course a long time ago. It's like, feelings have nothing to do with business, right? They're like, they come and they go, right? And so that's been my, like, you know, it's like, there's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in business. So let's talk about the power, right? To get those spidey senses, to get that, because we're getting a connection. Like, you and I have such a girlfriend bond. Every time we talk, it's just immediately like, oh my God, how are you? And how's this? I don't have that with everybody, right? But that's what you bring forth in people. So what would you say the role of feelings have in your quest for epic success, as you call it?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Again, thank you. Fabulous question, because feelings, so what we want to do is, in itself, emotional energy is neutral. Now, this is fascinating. Okay, here we go to the science, because we are human beings. It is the feeling sensation and the psychological reaction that makes a specific emotion positive or negative. So think about that. An emotional energy is neutral, but it is the feeling sensation and the psychological reaction that make it a specific emotion, negative or positive. Yeah. So when we're selling, when we're speaking, when we're reading, when we're listening to something, when we're in business, you know, pitching, if we're neutral and there is no emotion, there is no feeling, then you're out of business.
Yeah.
You're not connecting. Okay, feeling is what you label as anger, sadness, joy, or fear. It is then your interpretation of thoughts about emotional energy that give it meaning. So it's the emotional energy that serves as the carrier for the entire spectrum of our feelings. And that's the entire spectrum of how you feel about your business, about how you feel about your clients, about how your clients feel about you, about how you present yourself, about how they're responding and either being, you know, inspired by you or being bored by you. I know we've all been bored,
yeah,
you know, in a presentation, but feelings have everything to do, because what we think as emotion is the experience of energy moving through the body. Like you said, you get chills.
Yeah.
So we are an energy force. I believe in the fact that we are all energy and we emit energy like a broadcast tower. So when we emit energy, those are what our feelings are coming back at it. And it is generally, here are some interesting points. Our emotional brain responds, now listen to this, our emotional brain responds faster to incoming information or stimuli over and above our analytical brain. Our emotional brain responds faster to incoming information than our analytical brain.
And so what does that mean for you? Like when you say that, what does that mean?
That means that what you're communicating has to hit home with somebody on an emotional level, because that's what they're going to grab onto first.
Yes.
Right? The emotional brain has more neural circuits than the analytical brain, which means it's connecting to the, it's working faster than the analytical brain. We always think if we pile on information to individuals, if we continue to go for the strategic and we go to provide them with more, graphs and that kind of thing, that we're hitting home. But it's it's the communication of what those projecting and the feeling that they're going to get is more important than piling on the information. The information, that's why great speakers will break and they'll tell a story, yeah, or they'll tell a joke, or they'll get the audience involved, because you have to start moving people emotionally in order to connect. The connection is incredible. And the emotional brain is connected to every area of the brain. Think about that. The emotional brain is connected to every area of the brain. So our likes, our hates, our positive, our negative, that's all the emotional brain triggering. So you're saying something, and is it triggering an emotion? Is it triggering a feeling? It's fascinating. When we speak about feelings, when you take a deep dive into it, it really does make a huge difference in how you look at your business, how you look at your marketing, how you look at your blog and what you're writing, what you're reading, what you're creating. So look at it from that point of view as, am I sparking an emotion here, or am I just piling on the information and overwhelming them? Because that's an emotion too.
I love it. Look, I'm taking notes, girl. This is
that's okay. I love this information, because it really does. When you dive deep into what we're talking about, you look at your business from a different viewpoint. You really do. You know, I mean, this is why vision and creativity and imagination spark, because it moves me emotionally. And that's what gets my juices going. That's what gets your juices going too. Right. I could tell, because we have that connection.
Right.
Right. And they're feelings. Yeah.
Well, I love it. I worked with this speaker for a long time, and she really taps into the emotion. I'm like, I need meat and potatoes. Like, this is great one or two times. And there's that dance in the blend, right? To go, let me give you meat and potatoes, but if I'm not connecting with your soul, your heart, your belly, right, they're not going to come over here and do a spreadsheet, right? So I had to learn, because I was such an informational speaker, you know, when I began, because I want to meet potatoes. I want to grow my business, but you can't leave this emotion on the back burner. You got to bring it in with all of it so that you have this, you know, 360 experience with your clients. Now we talk about words matter, right? And definitely the word police, right? I want to make sure I'm working with a client now, and we're shutting down a division of her company. She's like, it failed. I'm like, we didn't fail. It's fiscally responsible for you to complete that.
Right.
That's the truth. You didn't fail, right? You've been working at this for a long time to go, this doesn't make business sense. You can do it if it's a passion, but it's not a passion because now it's a struggle. So talk about why words matter in business and what we need to look out for.
Okay. Yes. Again, a terrific question. And I just wanted to go back a little bit when you said about you like the meat and potatoes. Your authenticity is what sparks me emotionally. So if you are just, you add in your fun self, because I just love your sense of humor. It makes me happy. Yeah. I mean, you make me happy. Mm-hmm. Now you just weave that into your presentations, and that's your authentic self, because by emitting that feeling, by emitting that vibration, what you're doing is you're connecting with those who are seeking that vibration. again, Rumi, who you seek is seeking you. That's why being authentic is so important. But I just wanted to highlight that, because that's all you need to do is just be authentic, because that, you know, we don't have to try so hard. But okay, words have
power. But I think authenticity is trained, right? Because especially as women in business, we've learned, like in the 80s, like leave your shit at the door. I can't leave my shit at the door. Like my, you know, and there's that dance. I don't know if you know this, Jane, but I was very dramatic in my youth. I learned how to fall in love by soap opera. So I was drama queen. Like, oh, he's left. And they go, oh, right? So it's not something, you can't flip a switch. You have to, one, have a really good coach that you trust.
Yes.
Right? To say, just tell the truth. Because part of authenticity is tell the truth. Now, people think right, wrong, lying, bad. No, the truth is the truth. It's your truth, not the truth. Right?
Right.
So I don't mean to interrupt you, but to go, I have been trained to be my authentic self, right? Tell what's not working as much as what is working, so that we're not living in this facade
of,
you know, perceived success. Because we all know success is that roller coaster.
Oh, absolutely. It always is.
Yeah.
And it's what we tell ourselves. But yes, absolutely. I mean, it's all a lesson. You know, we're constantly learning. I'm a lifelong learner, as I know you are. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like you. My very first professional job was the financial industry. Well, talk about putting your feelings and your, you know, your authentic self at the door. I mean, it's like, you know, we just don't do that in the financial industry, and you still don't do it. You know, there are days I just wanted to break down and cry.
Yeah.
But I did it. But anyway, so yes, I understand it. It's a practice. And life is a practice. That's how I see it. Everything is a practice, and we just keep going at it. The thing is, we don't give up. And we're going back to the whole thing of words, because words do have power. Their meaning crystallizes perceptions that shape our beliefs, drive our behavior, and ultimately create our world. So words arise from our emotional responses when we read them, when we speak them, and when we hear them. So think of that as a mind diet, all right? I always say that what you listen to, what you read, what you communicate, and what you hear on a daily basis are words that are affecting your state of being. So words are extremely important. Words are tools that can be used to uplift our personal energy and improve our lives through how we often have our daily routine. But they can also be used to bring us down. Like if you listen to the news too much,
right?
Whether you realize it or not, that's affecting your state of being, because it's all energy. Now, here's something that a famous Japanese scientist did an experiment with words. He's very famous. His last name is Emoto. And one of the things that he did was he put white rice in mason jars, two jars of white rice. And he put the words on one jar that said, thank you. And on the other jar that said, what was the other? You fool. So he had the students come in every day, and they had to read those words in front of the jar each and every day for a month. So thank you and you fool. The jar with you fool on it, the rice turned black and gelatinous. The jar with thank you was white and fluffy, as it was when it started.
Interesting.
So do words matter? Yes,
yeah.
They matter. Isn't that amazing?
Powerful.
Powerful, absolutely. So we have, how many times a day do we throw our words away, right? We say things like, I hate my hair. I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. I'm a klutz. We never think that these words bring negative energy into our vibrational state and affect us on a physical level, but they do. And think about the words that you share with others. They affect others as well. So consider the fact that your body is over 70% water, and that vibration moves faster through water than any other element. So if you understand how quickly the vibration of negative words resonate with your cells, ancient scriptures tell us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And it turns out that it's not a metaphor.
That's amazing. Now I want to do the rice experiment.
You should.
I know. It's, I love that.
Isn't that so? Yeah. Words really matter. So when you asked me before how long it took me to write that vision statement, it took a long time because I was very conscious of the words I was using. I was very conscious of the feeling I was trying to share. So you can see all the elements and the vision that I wanted to project. So yes, when you take this down and break it apart, you see that it's not a just one and done.
Right.
And, but when you're finished, it's a masterpiece.
Well, but on my voicemail, you get my, I have a saying, what you think about, you talk about, what you talk about, you bring about, what are you thinking about? Right. And that speaks to that. It's like, oh, that's your shtick. No, it's really true. And I, even as trained as I am, as developed, I'm every day managing my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Right. I'll catch myself going, oh, do I want to do that? Like I'm in this negative mindset to go, wait, what is happening? Let me flip that, you know, so that level of consciousness, whether it's working with a coach like you to go, how do I shift that? Because it doesn't happen overnight. Right.
No, it's a practice. Every day I do affirmations or mantras, because every day we have to remember, we have to bring ourselves back and say, okay, I take that back, because yeah, they share a vibration and energy. And that's where, you know, I'll say it sometimes, oh, you're so ridiculous. Right. But we always are telling ourselves, you know, but as long as you're first aware of it, so you are aware. It's when we're walking unconscious through life and we're doing it on a consistent basis and we don't even realize what we're doing. And we don't realize that that is really affecting us, and it's affecting others too. But yes, it's a practice. It's never just there. And also what it does is it helps up your vibration. So your signal is strong. You're not dealing with the static. It's fascinating. But thank you for that question, because words are very important, especially to ourselves. So if you find yourself saying that, you go, okay, let's take that back. I'm going to step back and I'm going to reword that.
Yes.
Right?
Reframe, reword.
Right.
But you, like you said, you have to be conscious, because change occurs when you notice. It's not necessarily doing something different. It's when you notice what you're thinking about, talking about, bringing about.
Right. Right. Exactly. The awareness is key. The awareness is key. So just let me give you a couple of steps here that your audience can follow, help them stop the self-deprecation. Okay. So never make your body or something you've accomplished or anything else in your life the butt of a joke. Okay. Words have power. The quantum energy doesn't have a sense of humor. So resist gossiping and speaking ill of others. It's impossible for your words to resonate in anyone else's body but your own.
Yes.
Okay. Go on a negativity diet. Instead of saying that a meal was terrible, say I've had better. You basically said what you wanted to say, but you've also added a positive word, which is better. Okay, boost the positive energy of words. Instead of saying something like, I had a good time at a concert, ramp up the positive energy by saying, great, terrific, fantastic. And that's something that you do really well, because those are the power words. And you'll find that that's what you want to put in your funnels, in your scripts, in your, you know, your marketing. These feel much better and generate a bigger energetic response in the body. So And if you have some negative Nancys in your world and your friends, those circle of friends, limit the time you spend with them and find better friends. Negative energy has a way of dragging everything surrounding it in, like a black hole. So avoid it when you can.
Yes.
And surround yourself with uplifting people and words.
Yeah, and it's not woo-woo. I think people need to realize it's not being woo-woo. It's being responsible for what you want to create. Because, you know, I should not be where I'm at based on my background and my history and my upbringing. But I didn't buy into that. I don't know how I was a young kid. I just said, I don't want that. I want this.
Well, right.
And then once I started studying it, I was like, oh, there's something to this, right? There was a natural knowing that God put me on this path. I say God, you can call it whatever you want, put me on this path. And then really started looking at, well, how do I do more of this? You know, I have a whole book that's my life book that has every area of my life that is forward motion to go, let me, like, that's that, what you said, wish big, dream bigger.
Right.
And so I can't have that. I don't have that in my life. Why can't I have it? I just need to make money. I just need to create it. I just need, you know, but it's all been by design. And I think that's the power when you look at, you can create your life by design or you can create it by default. I don't want to be by default, right? I don't want to repeat the patterns. And not that I haven't repeated the patterns. I found myself in the middle of a pattern going, oh shit, I'm in the middle of this pattern. I thought I dealt with that because it comes up and it's how you deal with it.
Yes.
Let it tear you down. You're going to let it bring you up. Are you going to let it destroy you? Or are you going to let it strengthen you? Right. That is training in itself, right?
Exactly. Life is a practice. Failure is fertilizer. Yeah. I mean, look at all of the industries that I have been in. And I have to tell you, you know, life as a serial entrepreneur, in my earlier years, I thought I was a failure because I was a jack of all trades, but a master of none. I'm sure many have heard that statement before. But in my world, that is not a complimentary trait.
No.
And everybody is like, well, you need to master something. But as I got older and my wisdom kicked in, I realized that having all that, the opportunity to experience those industries and the knowledge that I gained, it was the best life lesson, career, business experience I could have ever had.
Right.
Because where else would I get all the exposure from the spiritual world, from the creative world, from the financial world, and putting those all together? So absolutely. I mean, you know, it's how we see things in a perspective and how we tell it back to ourselves. Because I always say, your life won't happen without you in it.
Yes, juicy. And the world needs you.
Yeah. Right?
It needs me. It needs Jane. It needs Sam. Like, it needs you for your gift and your talents and your magic. Because Jane does it different than me. I do it different than her. Right. And we need to have this collective, you know, I love working with business women. We work with men too, but to go, we need role models that we can see ourselves and go, oh, if Jane can do it, I can do it. And it doesn't, like you said, I'm a lifelong learner. It doesn't ever go away. Like my hunger, like taking notes, because I know this, but it's a great reminder to go, you're right. Right. Just because you've heard it before doesn't mean you've implemented it. That's a huge difference.
Exactly. Yes, we all need those masters at what they do. For you, example, it's strategy and making a plan. I am not the strategic person. I am the creative person.
Yes.
But together, think of the power, you know. Yes. So we all need help in our different areas, but that's in order to shine our gift. It's not to dampen it or bring it down. It's we can learn from everything and everywhere. You know, I agree 100%. We all can, you know, you take pieces from everywhere, just as I have throughout my life from all the different industries and the people that I've learned from. And I continue to learn.
Yes. Yeah. So you have a gift for us, which I love. So share with us the gift, right? It's the creative power. So talk about what is the creative power to success. And the link will be in our show notes. The link will be, you know, in the follow-up call. So share with us, Jane, what is that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Yes, the creative power to success, it walks you through a process to ignite your imagination. So it's really a lot of fun. You can download the worksheets because there is work involved. So it asks you pointed questions, and at the end, it's helping you reveal your vision. It doesn't walk you through exactly right to the end of a vision statement, but it will help open up the doors so that you can start thinking out, not just outside the box, but without the box. Because my whole thing is, let's get you out of the real world for this moment in time, because that's what stifles our creativity. That's what stifles our imagination. When you ask people what their core values are, I often have clients go, geez, I've never thought of that. And they get all tense. And I'm sure you've experienced things like that too. They start, I can tell they're right into their, you know, their frontal cortex. The wheels are churning and they're getting stressed and they're getting overwhelmed. So what I say instead is, what makes you feel good? What are the top five things that make you feel good? You know, if it's going to an art gallery, if it's looking at a movie, if it's, you know, maybe you love to work with numbers, all of those reveal what your core values are. So this process, this download that you can access, will walk you through that and walk you through the creation of a small story for yourself. So it's really, I had a lot of fun putting it together, and I think everyone will have a lot of fun working on it.
Yes, I love that. And so to wrap, Jane, what do you want to be known for in the world?
I want to be known for as the vision queen.
The vision queen. I love that.
You want to have a vision that you want to express to not just the world, but to yourself, what it is that you're not just going to do, but the gift that you're going to share. And I will help unlock that.
Yeah.
I will go excavating with you to find the buried treasure.
I love it. Jane, thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you? How do they follow you on social media? Give us our little hint so you can help excavate our vision, our dreams, and our passions.
You can go to janeapplegath.com. where you will find all of the information. Plus, you can connect with me there. I am a big person on Instagram, at Jane Applegath. That's APPLEGATH. And I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook, but Instagram is my go-to. And I also have the Epic Vision Zone, which are fabulous interviews with individuals like the wonderful Susie Carter. So go and check out those interviews. It's free. And I have a YouTube channel, and it's also available on all streaming podcasts.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your friendship, your commitment. Thank you for what you do in the world. You definitely make the world a better place, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You as well, Susie. I appreciate your time and being here.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Power Your Profits Podcast. Let these building blocks from today's most successful industry leaders equip you with the necessary resources and tools to finally establish the highly profitable business of your dreams. Want to hear more? Listen to more episodes at www.poweryourprofitspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the show. Now is your time to rise to the top of your game. So be sure to catch our next episode. Until next time.